Well, last week we had a homily out of the Old Testament, and today we're presented with another interesting reading from the Old Testament, from the book of Exodus. And it's about Moses. Now, you know, Moses led the Israelites out of captivity in Egypt. God parted the Red Sea, and they marched into the Sinai. Well, this particular story takes place while they're in the Sinai Desert. Now, I've camped out 10 days in the Sinai when I was a seminarian. It's very mountainous region, very dry, rocky, and mountainous, about the size of Michigan and Ohio combined, so it's a very large area. And it has many, and in the mountains, there are key passes you have to go through to get from one side to the other. And this story takes place when the Israelites meet one of those passes, because the devil inspires the Amalek tribe to stop the Israelites. They're not going to let the Israelites get through. And they've massed in this valley so that, and of course, the Israelites know they have to go through it. So Moses prays to God, and God tells him, go upon a large hill next to the valley and raise your hands up high like this and make sure that people see this. Because if they see this, they'll know you're reaching out to me. Because if you reach out to me, I will respond. I will answer your need. And as the battle goes on, of course, Moses gets tired. So his brother Aaron and another man named Hur came to hold his hands up. And I thought about this, and I prayed about this, and then I realized I don't have to come up with a homily for this because Neil Diamond already did. That's right, Sweet Caroline, that Neil Diamond. Because in my favorite song of his, Brother Love's Salvation Show, where you pack up the babies and grab the old ladies, because everyone goes, everyone knows, Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. Yes, if you listen to that song, and Brother Love comes out to give his homily, he says, brothers, raise your one hand toward the Lord, for that is what that hand is there for. And then take your other hand and reach out to your brother in need, because that's what that hand is for. Sound advice. Because if we dedicate our lives every day to reach out to the Lord in prayer, and we make a point in our lives to reach out to those who are in our need, then when you arrive at the gates of heaven on Judgment Day, I think things will go well.